that is dug out by the rain that washes it out in the
gully.
Okay, and something bigger than that?
A ravine.
Yeah. And if you had water standing on a field or something and you wanted to get it off, what would you have to do?
Well, we'd have to blast that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. That's the expression we use about talking about heavy equipment. If we couldn't get the part, we'd put a charge of dynamite in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever use the term drain or dream?
Drain, yes.
Yeah. And did you ever, and something you might cut to drain a field?
Yes, it's a ditch.
Okay.
Now in this gold mine area, they've got ditches all over them hills over there where they're miles and miles,
uh-huh,
where they spread water around the hills.
Yeah.
And they go up one side of the hill and back and around. Yeah.
What would you call a land that has water standing on it sometimes, but usually it's very good soil, but when down near a creek or a branch?
Well, it'd be a ravine, wouldn't it?
No, I meant the soil, like bottom. You ever use the term bottoms?
Oh, yeah, bottom land, yes.
Yeah.
That we call it bottom.
And how about land that, do you use the word meadow for anything?
Yes.
What would
that's
that?
That's just good smooth land, like down through there. So.
And you'd call that what?
Meadow.
All right, and how about land that has water standing on it all the time?
Cool.
Do you have anything you call marshes?
Oh, yes, same thing. I see a lot of it in, down like some coast in New York, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You call that what?
Well, it's just a little lake, and when the rains are down, it's the water standing for months and months, comes a dry spell over, they'll dry up.
Yeah. Would you call that a
swamp.
Or a marsh?
Yeah.
How about, would you name some different kinds of soil types that you have around here?
Well, we have the lead and the gray and the loam.
Okay, what's loam?
Loam, I'd say it's more of a gray type soil.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you call crawfishy land?
Well, yes, that's usually in swamp land or old bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
The poor things, we get out in big tunnels, holes, you know, there, and the air workers, they get out in more holes, and then they'll bring the mud out.
So
great clay or mud or white mud, they'll bring it up and make it
almost
like a spider's barrel.
Yeah, is that right? I've never seen that. I didn't know if they call that crawfish land because it really was made by crawfish or because it just looked like it.
It has to be because they'll be, and then I could take you down another branch and show you crawfish barrel.
Yeah, right. Another thing I wanted to ask you about that we didn't touch on was I wish you if you'd tell me a little bit about hog butchery.
Well, they got the hog to the weight that they wanted and ready for it. In cold weather back then, you see, they had to kill them back when the weather was cold or else they couldn't keep them.
Yeah.
And there was no cold storages around over the country, not even in Gainesville. And they'd kill them and maybe hang them up through the night to let them chill.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd slice them up and salt them down, salt them. Mm-hmm. The salt was a good preserver, in that case. And sometimes they'd let it spoil, and sometimes they'd save it. They had like meat, there's more blues.
What do you call that piece of meat between the shoulder and the ham? Okay. And what about the kind of meat that you might stick in with greens?
They had the lines and ribs,
mm-hmm,
and then what come with the backbone, you know, and the pork chops.
Yeah. Did you have anything called fatback or sow belly?
The fatback comes, I think, after you get your side meat off, maybe up to a certain place, maybe a streak about so wide.
What'd you call that piece of that you cut off of the hog, off the edge, the hard edge, on a piece of bacon?
Oh, a piece of that, it's a skin.
Mm-hmm.
The rind, somebody used it.
All right. And you were talking before about stuff made out of tripe. Did